Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to Sci-Fi Wire's From the Con podcast, and this is our daily New York City Comic-Con recap show. What's going, Con? I'm Sci-Fi Wire's Brian Silliman, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sci-Fi Wire's Kara Mahorn, a.k.a. The Blurred Girl, a.k.a. That's right, I'm still going with this, my favorite person on Earth. Today, we're breaking down all of the hottest news and moments from New York City Comic-Con Day 3. My God, Day 3. Karama, what's going con?
I'm gonna have to keep paying you to say that like I'm the most favorite person
ever. Well, you have my Venmo.
Oh my goodness, there were so many things happening today.
Lots of news.
Yeah, because it was a Saturday day.
It was a Saturday, and they like to hold their big things for Saturday, and they didn't disappoint.
They didn't. There was a lot of people on the live stage. There was a lot of people that were coming in and out. What was actually some of your favorite stuff?
Oh, I today, news-wise for me, was Star Trek. Star Trek had a big panel today. We had Star Trek Discovery.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for that show.
Oh my God.
I love that show.
I'm a big, big fan of that show. And they finally gave a season 3 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a release date yet.
No, and I will say that trailer had me cracking up.
Oh my God.
Because they showed a passage of time by just showing her hair changing. Yeah. And I was just cracking up. I'm like, where exactly do you get box braids done in the Delta Quadrant? Well, I have questions. Well,
we don't even know they're in the Delta Quadrant. We just know they're like 900 years plus in the future. They are truly going where no one has gone before, and it's really exciting.
I've spent a year searching for that domino that tipped over and started all of this.
Yeah, and they thought she was like a ghost because of how she was dressed.
Yeah, and but one character, the newest character, played by David Ajala, he kind of...
Hi, David.
Yeah, hi, David. he's kind of a fan. Not a fan of Michael Burnham. He kind of expects Michael to be there. So it's like, what's going on with that? But aside from that, is seeing all our old favorites, Michelle Yeoh dropping a line. Oh, she's like my favorite part of that show, aside from Sonequa. Oh my God. But it was so great seeing them all together. But also, it wouldn't be, a Star Trek panel without Star Trek Picard.
Yes.
You know, came on right after that.
Patrick, that was gorgeous.
Patrick Stewart. And showed the trailer for that, and oh my God, you're seeing Riker again, and Deanna Troi, 7 of 9, firing 2 phasers at once while running down a hallway. Hugh, Romulan warbirds, the classic ones from the original series, and confirmation that the Romulus destruction plotline from 2009 Star Trek is very much still in play.
Oh, they confirmed that?
Yeah, Kurtzman confirmed it.
Okay.
Yeah, and also that... you know, things are they're going to be twisting things a little bit. It's not really what we might expect, but there are some great lines throughout that trailer.
I have an appointment.
Your name, please, sir?
Picard. P-I-C-A-R-D.
It's nice to see you up and around again.
The whole thing was very inspiring. And I will just end with this. The Short Treks, their series, the Star Trek Short Treks.
I love those.
The first one is available right now.
Oh, okay. This is what I'll be watching this evening.
It's called Q&A, written by Michael Chabon. It stars Ethan Peck Spock and Rebecca Romijn's #1.
Oh, my God.
And it's his first day on Pike's Enterprise. It's also the first thing I'm going to watch when I get home.
Yeah.
So, Karama, but news for you. What's going con?
There's stuff happening all over the place. We had so many, we had amazing comic book creators on the stage. Bill Sienkiewicz came and drew with us. I also talked to Tom King, who was...
Oh my God, yes. I want to hear about this conversation.
He basically was like totally, totally giddy, and because it's the end of day 3 and he was exhausted.
Did he talk about smut?
Bat-cat
smut.
A little bit. Well, he's doing a new Bat-cat comic.
I know. I'm hoping it's all smut.
Look, he's broken my heart. He killed Pennyworth. He killed Alfred. But I don't know what's going to happen to Damien.
But did he, though?
Well, yes.
Screw Damien.
Damien's always been a messed up kid. We talked about family values. We talked about family problems.
Adam's Family Values, the movie?
Nah, that's good. Sorry. That's very good.
Tom King's the one to talk to. But did you get into New Gods?
A little bit, yes. I asked him point blank. I said, what's it like working with Ava DuVernay?
What did he say?
And he said, it's amazing. She's intimidating in a BARTA sort of way. And I think I like it. I'm like, uh-huh. I see where this is going.
In a BARTA sort of
way. Yes. BARTA is her favorite character. Oh my God. Like, she's a huge geek. He was like, I don't know why people don't think that this woman couldn't be a geek. She's a huge geek. They had a great time.
Can I just throw this in there?
Sure.
BARTA, it's totally BARTA related, and it's also Star Trek related. When I talk about Star Trek Discovery, you know who is great in seasons 1 and 2 is Mary Chifo.
Yes.
As Laurel, who we've interviewed on the site a couple times, and she is classically trained in anything else. She, I know for a fact, would love to play Big BARTA.
She would
Ava DuVernay, Tom King, if you're listening. If you haven't already seen it, check out Mary Chifo's work, because she is just a joy and a classically trained actor, and she would kill it. Anyway, Karama, sorry, I had to get that out there.
No, it's okay.
Back to you.
The other big news that happened was, and it's funny, because I heard the scoop behind the scenes, and we were able to get over to the DC Comics booth. Basically, the cast of Birds of Prey just showed up unannounced. They didn't tell anybody. They didn't put it on social media.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
They just
they did not alert me that they were coming.
They alerted no one.
Man, you think you're close with people?
And it was basically Margot Robbie, who plays Harley Quinn, Smollett-Bell, who's Black Canary, Ella J. Basco, who plays Cassandra Cain, Cassie Cain, and Rosie Perez, who's Renee Montoya. Now, what's really funny is that everybody's been asking me about the trailer, and one of the complaints I've had about the trailer is, I don't see anybody else. I only see Harley Quinn.
So
it was really nice to see everybody up there.
It's also interesting that you just called it Birds of Prey. To my knowledge, that's not the full name of the movie.
Oh, my God. I hate this name. Okay, the name of this movie.
Let's see if we can say it at the same time. From the beginning.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Birds of Prey or the Fantabulous.
I can't do it.
Failure.
Let's try it one more time. One, two, three.
Birds of Prey or
the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. Nailed it. Yes.
Flawless victory.
What do we win? Shame. Anyway.
What do I need? A drink.
Yeah. Well.
But there was a lot of really, really fun stuff. Oh, you know what else? We had the cast of Expanse.
Ooh,
on
yes.
the stage,
Season
which was
4.
Awesome. Yes, and it's dropping very soon. They're also very gorgeous.
It's really hard
to be next to them because they're stunning.
Utterly sickening how gorgeous they are.
Dan Fogler stopped by to talk about his comic that's coming out through Heavy Metal Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
About the Expanse, by the way, Andre Cox is now going to be the new host of The Churn, which is our Expanse dedicated podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Anna Marie Cox, and starting in December, I'm going to be the new host of Sci-Fi Wire's The Churn, a podcast about The Expanse. We're still a few weeks out from the premiere of Expanse Season 4 on Amazon Prime on December 13th, but we had a chance to catch...
Anyway, in terms of... let's talk best cosplay of the day.
Okay.
Which, now, I didn't see... I continued to see my usual, you know... parade of more Rays. Ever since I said I haven't seen a Ray, I saw a lot. Someone on our way back over to the Javits today, it was a Last Jedi Ray, and I literally yelled "Yeah!" like right in her face, and she was scared out of her mind.
But oh no!
Aside from
yelling at the cosplayers,
I know I have to stop. I was excited, but then there was. I've heard that there are proposals at conventions and panels, but I had never seen one. I saw one today.
Where?
It was at the Outlander panel.
Of course, the perfect place.
And then it jammed Madison Square Garden. I hadn't seen it.
It jammed our stage. Like no one could go anywhere for like a good half hour.
Outlander fans are no joke.
They're not.
Like they love it. And I love that they love it. I've watched the show and I really enjoy it. I haven't gotten fully in the tank with it yet because I know if I do, I'm going to be just as rabid as them. And that's just a matter of time.
Save yourself.
It's a matter of time.
Save yourself.
Yeah. It's going to happen. It's a matter of time. But before it even started, you know, they're doing the pre-panel thing and the hype guy's up there's like, win some free stuff, finish this song. And the guy steps, he's like, I'm not going to sing a song. Instead, I'm going to do this. And he gets down on one knee in the audience, lost it.
I love you.
I know.
And they were also doing shots of whiskey the whole time.
Whiskey, obviously.
They were.
If a cast member didn't want to answer a question,
they just did a shot. Oh,
there were a lot
God.
Of shots being done.
So anyway. They were done by the time they could walk off that stage.
But what about you, Caramel?
You mentioned cosplay, and I saw some insane cosplay today.
Whereas I saw two people uniting in real life in love, if you believe in that. You saw cosplayers united in a completely different way, and I saw a photo of it, and I don't quite believe it. But tell me about it anyway.
So basically, there is a man that is cosplaying as a arcade cabinet, and he's got two different video games that are on either side of him that two people can play.
They can play him.
They can actually... don't say it like that.
They can play him.
So he is on one side.
They can play him.
So he's standing in the middle, and there's literally an arcade with joysticks and everything on two different sides of him. The players play each other.
What's the game?
I still haven't figured it out. I feel like... Here, I'll show you a picture.
Did he make up the game, too?
I can't tell what the game is. I was too busy looking at the tech, because if it's got lights on it, I'm just distracted. So
I shine lights at you all the time. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this. Here's a flashlight over here. Anyway, what other crazy moments from today?
Oh, yeah, there was a crazy moment backstage. No one saw this but the sci-fi team at the live stage. And it was basically the actor, Sean Astin, and the actor, Joe Manganiello.
Mm.
I'm saying it right. I'm saying it slowly, so I say it properly.
Sean Astin, Samwise Gamgee.
Yes.
My beloved Lord of
yes,
the Rings.
And it was basically, there were many hobbits on stage.
You had him and Billy Boyd. I saw them on day two. Mm-hmm. Day three, they were on our live stage.
Exactly. And Joe was there for something else, but we didn't know this, but Sean Astin and Joe are very good friends. So we turn around, and literally Sean Astin is on Joe's back, and they're taking pictures, and he's running around with him on his back. And I was like, what is going on? What is happening? So if you've been looking at our social, you see a lot of people taking pictures in front of brightly colored backgrounds, holding various props. That is happening behind the live stage, and you can check out, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Excuse me. Day three voice. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram to see some of those pictures. But yeah, I wasn't ready to see Joe Manganiello carrying a hobbit.
Is anyone ready for that ever? Like, they don't teach how to prepare for that in college. But speaking of Joe Manganiello, this is a perfect segue, dare I say. Our own Jordan Zacharin, features editor at Sci-Fi Wire and host of The Fandom Files, interviewed Joe Manganiello today.
Ah, okay.
And we are now going to play a brief snippet from that interview. If you like what you hear, and I think you're gonna, because I've heard it, and it is amazing. But if you like what you hear, you can expect the full interview in the next Fandom Files episode, and play the thing. Go for it.
What is your style as a DM? I asked because my group is, they like it real political and talky, and they like one or two like fight encounters a session. They really want to like convince characters and espionage.
You're friends with a bunch of writers, though.
Yeah, that's true. Like, well,
me too.
Yeah,
I got some writers in my group.
Where's your like your sweet spot with between like a meat grinder and role play?
That's a good question. I like them to be scared for their lives. Number one. I want them to know that I'm upset if I don't kill them.
What?
First and foremost. Number two, I think of things in a very cinematic way. So I'm always trying to create situations that are very cinematic. You know, like, you know, a temple on the island that was used 1,000 years ago to raise the dead, and now the dragon cult is using it to capture good dragons and bring them in the hulls of ships into this temple to Orcus on this deserted island, and they're going to turn this bronze dragon into an evil Dracolich so they can try to turn the good army of dragons into their minions. And you know, like, I'm so then I have this island, I'll build it out of Dwarven Forge, and you know, so they come, you know, when they get to the island on the boat, I go, hold on, and I'll go clear the table.
No, what?
And then I'll go out into another room where I have it hid in a big, huge plank of wood. And I've spent a week building this model with lights and everything. and I'll come in towers, and I'll come in, and I'll come in the room, and they're like, "What? Oh my God!" You know, put it down on the table. Get that computer out of the way. You know, put it down, and then change the lighting in the room, and then here we go.
That was cool.
What a fantastic clip that was. I've never enjoyed a clip more. Anyway, we are so overblown by this clip. We've got to take a break, but we will be right back after these messages. So stick right here for What's Going Con Day 3 continuing coverage.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. And was that, I swear I just saw Margot Robbie run right past the booth.
Nope.
Are the birds of prey running rampant in the building right now? Look, where's my text alert?
Because they're not letting us know. But I knew.
I'm sick of this. I mean, I'm going to look around and Mary Elizabeth Winstead's going to have a crossbow pointed at my head.
Oh my God.
Again.
This has happened to you
it's
before?
Like the fifth time in my life, if you can believe it. Anyway, favorite moments from the day. I've got one.
Okay.
If I can share.
Yeah, absolutely.
It comes, surprisingly enough, from the Star Trek panel.
You spent a lot of time there.
Well, I would say it was an hour and a half panel, yeah. And I was really recapping the whole thing for our news team. But it comes from Sonequa Martin-Green, who plays Michael Burnham on Discovery, and the great Patrick Stewart, who obviously is Jean-Luc Picard on Picard. But it was something in different areas of the panel, but they both said things that you know, really pinged off each other really well. Sonequa was talking about how now they're so far in the future and the Federation might not be a thing in the future anymore. And so the Discovery, the ship itself and the crew is going to have to be that emblem of hope for the galaxy once again. It's going to be small like that. And she was talking a lot about duty, that they have a duty, that their duty was to go on this mission and they have a duty. Not that kind of duty.
I'm sorry.
That horse just made a duty.
I'm sorry, but our juvenile producer is losing it in the corner right now.
Duty, like Gilbert and Sullivan duty.
Because we're saying the word duty over and over again.
You wouldn't be laughing if you heard Sonequa say it.
Where is your mother?
Okay. Sonequa Martin-Green brought a lot more gravity to the word duty than I did, I guess. Duty. I'll stop saying that word. But she said it's about to each other, to the crew.
I think we broke him.
Yeah. All right. Our producer's dead, so we can just do whatever we want now. So this is a really inspiring story, and now it's ruined because of poop. Listeners, I apologize again. Anyways, Sly Stallone was supposed to direct Star Trek Discovery. Okay.
You have to. You better be listening to all of our podcasts to get that joke.
Yeah. But she was talking about, you know, to each other, to the crew, to the mission and all of that. And then Patrick Stewart in his panel, he was very emphatic at the end. He's like, there are serious issues going on in the real world right now. And he was like, we have to do something about it. And Trek at its best is fighting for the equality of all and fighting for that thing. And between the two of them, they kind of had that same theme. And it was like Trek at its best is that service to others to fight injustice and fight for equality for everybody, no matter who they are. That to me is Trek at its best. And it's coming from not the
best of the best.
The best that like from a, an not the oldest, but you know, a classic Trek character to the new face of Trek.
Yeah.
It was very powerful coming, like that same message coming from both. And they are just so brilliant, as is all the cast and crew of both of those shows.
No, I agree. It's funny. I got a chance. I actually had a moment that was very, very similar. I got a chance to interview the team behind Marvel's Heroes. It's going to be a new documentary series that comes to Disney Plus.
Right.
Of the creators, it was three creators on the panel, but the one that struck me the most was Sena Amanath, who is the creator or co-creator of Kamala Khan.
Right.
And she's also co-producing this show. And basically what they're doing is they're highlighting kids all over the world and all over the country right now who do amazing things in their communities. Some of them are activists. Some of them have actually created spaces for others. Like there's this girl that creates classes and crafting and cosplay for people who are disabled. She has one arm. And there's a boy that is really into sports and is basically training to be a quarterback, and he's blind. And I cried. I'm not kidding. Like they played the trailer in the thing, and I was embarrassed because I've seen the trailer before. But every time we get to that little boy, I start crying. So I teared up a little bit. I kept it together. But apparently, people took pictures of it and put it on Twitter.
I mean, Donnie Lederer of our news team was at their panel today as well, and I believe they showed a full episode.
Yeah, and apparently there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
So yeah, check out that article that's on sci-fi.com.
Yeah, because what they're doing is they're basically, after they highlight these kids, they're putting them in comic books. They're making comics of them. And then those comics will be available on the shelf. And then I think the money goes to each charity or a charity.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. We'll have to look that up. But yeah, it's just the most amazing thing. And I was asking, I'm like, will you be putting some of the superheroes in the stories with them? And they were like, we can't tell you. But yeah.
You see Chris Evans showing up to surprise one of these kids in full cap gear. You know that's going to happen.
Yeah. So basically there's... And the funny thing is they're not Make-A-Wish kids. These are all different people that
they're
doing
amazing
things.
They're just kids that want to do good.
And they're changing. There's one guy that's literally growing, has a community garden and is growing food for his entire neighborhood.
Just because it's the right thing to do.
Exactly. They couldn't convince him. He couldn't figure out why he was being taped. Like, why is this a big thing?
And he has no destiny. He's not a chosen one. He has no magic hammer.
No.
He's just decided this
he's just feeding like 50 people every week just because.
These small acts of kindness and love.
Exactly. So, it was like this uplifting feeling. So it was really amazing. It took me to tears.
And that show's going to be available, if I have this correct, at launch.
Yes, on November 12th. So, like, watch Mandalorian and then watch Marvel Heroes.
Or, you know, you can do what I'm going to do and watch Marvel Hero Project first and then the Mandalorian.
Oh, you just had to one up. You know what? Yeah,
I mean, priorities, Karma. Come on.
Duty.
Never forget. Oh, God. Okay. This just day three has to end. It's time to end it. So, how we're going to do it is we're going to talk about day four. Final day, the final countdown.
Oh my God.
Coming up on the Sci-Fi Live stage tomorrow. Oh boy, do we have you think they're going to take it easy on day four?
No.
You would be absolutely wrong because they are really going for it. On our live stage tomorrow, check out Batman Beyond, the Angel cast.
I love that. I love both
reuniting.
Those shows.
I was at their panel this morning because the show on day three was the 20th anniversary of the Angel pilot. The funny thing is the only actor on the stage who was actually in that episode was Charisma Carpenter because all the other
actors Angel wasn't there yet.
Yeah, and all the other actors had been added later. But that was so much fun. They're going to be a blast. Batwoman, Riverdale, She-Ra, showrunner Noelle Stevenson.
For Princess of Power.
And, and The Orville. All of that and more on our live stage tomorrow. Karima, what are you excited about tomorrow?
I'm excited by the fact that tomorrow I get to interview triple Hugo Award winner N.K. Jemisin on the live stage about her new Green Lantern comic coming out, as well as another book that she has written actually about an alternate New York, a future alternate New York.
Is it one where the trains work?
Yeah. I don't think, honestly, that is absolutely a fantasy novel. And I'm not sure, but I'm assuming in her world, everything works perfectly. But I just am so excited to be in her presence. I hope I can talk properly. because she's like an amazing hero. And basically what she was able to do, not just with her book, because if you haven't been reading the Obelisk Gate series, Get Your Life.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
And just clearly.
I haven't read it.
It's amazing.
I'm going to now. Well, I'd be afraid not to.
But she has three books in the series, and she won. She did a hat trick. She won. That's a hockey reference.
They get it.
I don't know. Some people don't. She won the award 3 years in a row. The first time she won it, she was the first black woman to ever win it. And then was like, well, while I'm here, I'll just stay a little longer. And she's amazing. And she was winning the award at a time when people were telling her she shouldn't even be writing. So I thought it was incredible.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
That's
and
really
that's somebody I'm very, very excited to talk to. And I don't even know what I'll do after that. I'll probably faint.
Well, I'll be there to pick you up. I might have time to do a little shopping tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what I want to do too.
I'm going to be at the
when I get up off the floor.
Yeah. Hopefully, you'll pass out on the shop on the shopping floor, so some action figure salesman will just pick you up and be like, "Hey, do you want this Bosque?"
You know what I need to do? I need to pass out at the Funko booth so that they'll feel maybe pity for me and give me a Funko.
Just give you a Funko Pop.
Yeah.
It's like, here's a Coral from Walking Dead. I know Coral. That's your favorite. Coral.
Coral.
How did we get there?
Duty.
That'll do it for day three. Personally, I want more. I wish they were day five, six, seven, eight. You do too. I can see it in your eye.
That is not the look that you were seeing in my eye.
Okay. Well, I obviously don't know how to read people, but Karima, final thought for day three.
Final thought for day three. Honestly, you mentioned this yesterday, but my final thought is that today I got to talk to and see a lot of fans. And that actually reminded me of both why we do this and why these cons are amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. It's about the fans.
And in terms of this con for me, it's all about me. But that'll do it for day three of What's Going Con. If you like what you've heard, feel free to go on iTunes, like, subscribe, give us 5 stars if you want, leave a review. And if you have something to contribute, if you've seen something and you want us to shout it out, you know, then get in touch with us. I can be found on Twitter at Brian Silliman. That is at BRIANS, as in Superman, ILLIMAN. And Karima, you can be found at
The Blur Girl, THEBLERDGURL.
Wasn't that fun? So drop us a line on Twitter and say, hey, I hated that, or hey, talk about this. You know, really let us know. Don't hold back, Twitter. I know you're famous for that. Anyway, that'll do it for day three, but day four is coming up. So remember, from Karima and from myself, just remember that everybody has a duty to perform. Just make sure to perform it well.
Yeah, we broke him.
He's dead.